Welcome to Cyber CEO, wherein we talk about how our cyber backers helped our cyber CEOs take their businesses to the next level. Cyber CEO is powered by CyberBacker, the world's leading provider of admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website www.cyberbacker.com for more details. Another great day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber CEO. And of course, we have a special guest on the show. Tara, how are you doing today?
Great, Jello. Thanks for asking.
Right. Now, we're very, very excited to have you on the show, of course, to talk to you about virtual leverage and your experience with CyberBacker. But before we head on to that, I need your help here real quick. Can you tell us something about yourself and what you do, Tara?
Sure. Well, I've been a realtor with Keller Williams for about 8.5 years. And I'm also, the other part is I'm also a life coach and a podcaster. And so that's the other part of my passion.
Gosh, can only imagine how crazy your calendar must get every day.
It gets pretty full.
There we go. So how about working with someone virtual though? Just like what you're doing with CyberBacker. Is this a first time for you?
This is a first time. Yes, I usually prefer to work with people one-on-one, face-to-face, the close interaction. And so this was a big stretch for me to go about this process, and I'm completely happy with it.
Good to know. Happy with the decision. How long have you been partnered with CyberBacker?
About 5 months.
5 months. So fairly new partnership right there. And how did CyberBacker get into the picture anyway?
Through another Keller Williams agent. I'd been hearing about it for a while, and I thought I would try it out.
Now, first thoughts about virtual leverage. Did you have any feelings about them before you even got partnered with CyberBacker?
There's so much going on virtually, and it's pretty amazing. And again, I definitely lean towards wanting to work with somebody one-on-one, face-to-face, and because there's a lot of communication that goes on with just gestures and all of that that I was concerned. So I'm really pleased on how it worked out. I had some hesitations, and it's just been a really great experience.
But I think that's quite normal though. When you're diving into something new that you're experiencing for the first time, really there would be some hesitations, right?
Usually.
Yes, usually. Now, how was the transition period for you though? Let's say for the first few weeks of working with your CyberBacker, was it a big change at all?
You know, my CyberBacker's name is Jan, and she was very well trained before I even started working with her. That was incredibly helpful because rather than me having to train her in this program and that and this, I could just give them a list of these are the platforms. This is what I'm expecting. And even before that, the CyberBackers helped me get some real clarity about metrics and what I was expecting and how progress would be attained and measurable. So that was very helpful. So when it actually happened and Jan started working for us, it actually seemed to go very well. I think she was very cued in and asking the right questions. Something she always does at the very end of every interaction we have is a summary. She's like, okay, I'd like to summarize that this is what you're expecting. So that she sets expectations very well. And I feel like a lot of that has been training through CyberBacker. And it's been a very pleasant experience and an easy flow, easy transition.
Easy transition so far. Now, more about Jan. What's it like working with her every day? Talk to me about tasks. What are these things that you need help with? That's why you work. I mean, that's why you partnered with CyberBacker.
Yes. So my greatest strength is knowing my greatest weaknesses. And as much as I love social media, as far as like, I really think it's important. I enjoy the creativity of what other people do. I can have ideas, but putting them into place and having them presented well was definitely a deficiency of mine. And I definitely needed a partner. Something else is I recently launched a podcast and there was a lot involved with that, social media involved with that. And many, many, many steps. And so having help on that end, because as it was, my team was full as far as our capabilities. And we noticed that this was a weak area and this is where we were looking for a strength. And Jan did an excellent job fitting that description and really filling that need that we had.
Gosh. So really right there, just in a short amount of time, already a big impact by your CyberBacker. Now, I'm curious about the partnership that you've created with Jan, because the way you talk about her, it feels like you've been working for more than 5 months. How did it get to this point? How did it become successful between the both of you?
I really like the interview process and getting that clarity. And for me, it was it's a huge thing to have the type of integrity, the type of values, and really get aligned in that direction. Because I really think when you have a heart, like, you know, for our podcast subject, mm-hmm. you know, what we're talking about, and for even just real estate and social media, that you're just going to enjoy it more. And when you enjoy it more and you have skills, it just turns out better. So it was really great how they basically, once we had clarity as far as what exactly I was looking for, what programs, mm-hmm. then I was able to get a number of different options and be able to look at their different questions, that their different questionnaires that they had to fill out, and get a good idea on their base tests of skills and what values were important to them. And so it really made it a much smoother transition, because I did have a lot of clarity on the values that I wanted. And Jan caught on really quick to all of the programs and had great teaching in that area. So it's been great.
Basically just finding that perfect match during the beginning, especially during those interviews, try and dive in and of course get to know that person you're going to be working with. But talking about that interview, what was it about Jan that you've liked most during that interview period?
Well, it was very intentional. I was very clear on the questions I wanted to ask. I also asked my mentor, it's like, okay, I'm interviewing, what are some things I should be focusing in on? And she's like, I always look at character and who the person is over skill set, because it sounds like they can learn a lot, and that sounds great. And so I just had a lot of clarity. I really liked the interview process, and then being able to actually interview them with some of my own questions, because they were kind of weird questions, but I felt like they were very revealing and very helpful, because I had a goal in mind. So
asking the right questions again. So anyone who's listening to finding their perfect cyberbacker, again, prepare those questions even before the interviews. Now, how about any challenges, though? Any opportunities for growth, let's call them that. Any challenges that you've gone through so far working with someone virtual, working with your cyberbacker?
Well, there's always opportunities for growth. And I would say sometimes a little bit of the language barrier, slightly. There's been a few times where I'm like, and I always review everything that goes out, which I absolutely value. She's very good about, okay, this is the finished product. Are you happy with it? Very teachable. And I'd be saying, you know, that's actually, let's use this wording a little differently to get more of what I'm trying to say across. And she's been very teachable and able to figure it out. So we've had to work through a few things, but we've also created a good system, like, okay, then I review the final project, then Sarah reviews the final notes for the podcast. And I think there should be checks and balances with everything that is done, in great systems and processes. And that's how you can get just a better product. So we've just had to work through what systems and processes do we need, what's going to get us what we want and the desired outcome. I also really like something. I mean, this is not an obstacle. This is probably just the opposite. Jan's been able to do research in the back end to figure out how we can improve and give us ideas, because it's all stuff that I'm unfamiliar with. She can spat out like, well, this has been very popular on Instagram, this sort of idea. This is very eye-catching. What do you think of this? So I really like the extra education, the ideas, the research she does behind the scenes, because that's something that, again, not my skill set in this area. And to settle analytics of SEO.
The good thing we have Jan right there handling that then. Now, again, just a short amount of time that you've been working together, already a lot of success. But out of all that success, what's been the biggest impact of working with Jan for the past few months?
Probably peace of mind. Knowing that, because again, I'm good at the idea generating. I'm just not great when it comes to social media and putting out that, have it look beautiful in the way I envision. I have the vision in my head, so getting it out. So that's been a huge relief and peace to know that she can create this vision I have in my head and put it out. And then I'm like, oh, that's exactly what I was thinking, exactly lined up. And that's a lot of peace for me, because that is getting done in a way that I like. And I don't have to do it.
There we go. Seems to me you've already found your perfect cyberbacker in Jan, which I forgot to tell you, he's going to be able to listen and watch this, of course, once we have this uploaded. So before we go, would you want to give her a quick shout out or any messages you'd like to give out to her?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you, Jan, for the clear communication, for your sweet spirit, and for your diligence. You've been very diligent the whole time. I appreciate you.
There we go. Now, we are very, very excited to see the continued success and the growth of this partnership. Also, Tara, thank you very much for being on the show today. I had fun talking to you.
You too. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to our Daily Dose of Cyber CEO. Stay tuned to know more about how Cyberbacker creates a difference in this digital time and age. You can visit our website www.cyberbacker.com and follow our social media pages on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Spotify.